In the name of Jesus, amen. Amen. Dear saints and fellow friends of Jesus, today we consider the privilege it is to carry everything to God in prayer. Jesus said in our gospel lesson, "In that day you will ask nothing of me. Truly, truly, I say to you, whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give it to you. Until now you have asked nothing in my name. Ask, and you will receive, that your joy may be full." That is the connotation, that your joy is brought to completion, that it is accomplished, that your joy is filled up like a cup, like you have a big meal and you are completely and fully satisfied and you say, "I am full." That would be your joy, dear saints, when you ask in Jesus' name. So ask, dear saints. Pray without ceasing, 1 Thessalonians 5. "I urge that supplications, prayers, and intercessions and thanksgivings be made for all people," 1 Timothy chapter 2. "Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication. Let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." Philippians 4. "Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the schemes of the devil. Take up the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying at all times in the Spirit with all prayer and supplication." Ephesians chapter 6. Dear saints, think of a relationship in your life right now that is not going very well. There are numerous reasons why relationships don't go well, but perhaps there are two questions only that you need to ask to figure out if a relationship is going well. The first question is, do I have trouble listening to this person? And the second question is, do I have trouble speaking to this person? Do you have trouble listening to them? Because you're mad at them. You get distracted when they talk. Do you have trouble speaking to this person? Are you guarded? Do you not trust them? Do you hold something back from yourself because they have hurt you? The application for the Christian life should be very obvious, dear saints. Diagnose your heart and your spiritual life, because you are in a fantastic place to do so right here. You are hearing God speak to you through the Scriptures. So do you have trouble listening to Him, paying attention to Him, treasuring each and every single word that comes from His mouth for your life? Are you mad at Him for the things that He is allowing to happen to you? And do you have trouble speaking to Him, asking Him for things, requesting things? The word, if you can understand the connotation, also has a demand aspect of things, if you understand it in faith. Do you feel guarded, or can you ask Him for anything and for the help of all the things that you need in your life? Our text from John chapter 16, Jesus says, "Ask in my name." And there is nowhere in the Scriptures that there is the command to pray and to speak to God separated from the truth and the command that you are also to listen to God. Ask is the command. Speak to God. Request things of him. Petition him. Even demand things of him in faith. But ask in Jesus' name is the command to listen to God, to trust him. To ask in Jesus' name means that you can not only say whatever you want to say and then just tack on in the name of Jesus and think that is a good prayer, but it is to have the authority and the person and the work and the person of Jesus behind it. It is to have faith in Jesus, to know that Jesus speaks to you and that he gives you promises and that he tells you to ask for certain things and that he is giving you certain things and that he is the only reason that you can ask God, because he has opened up the Father's heart and you now have access to the throne of grace where you may call upon help in time of need. Faith, dear saints, is what is assumed when you ask in the name of Jesus. And faith always wants to hear more and more from God, his word, his life, your righteousness. So before you ask, dear saints, be silent and listen. Sit still and listen. Don't think of any excuses that you would have to not listen to your Lord. Pay attention to him. Treasure each and every word, because his word is your life. Be still and know that he is God. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Our relationship with God is not a one-way street. He is extremely interested in you listening to him. And amazingly enough, he is extremely interested in listening to you. But before we go down the two-way street of listening and praying, we must first remember the one-way street that is Jesus and our salvation. I don't know if you've ever seen the pictures of a dead raccoon on the road. It's been run over by a car, and somebody has gone out to the dead raccoon and tied a balloon around it that says, "Get well soon." A little late for that. It's dead. Raccoon is not getting well soon. Dear saints, that's us without Jesus. You cannot hear from this pulpit, "Get well soon," without Jesus. You are not going to hear from this pulpit to pray to God apart from Jesus, or to love God, or to love your neighbor as yourself without Jesus. You can't get well soon. You're dead. You are dead in your sin and your trespasses. Apart from Jesus, you can do nothing. You are dead. We cannot begin to think that we will get better apart from his life, from his riches, from the forgiveness of sins that he has won for us, and from the life that he continues to pour into us as we hear his word and receive his life-giving body and life-giving blood, as we gather as his church, as brothers and sisters, as we pray for each other, one in Christ, one flock, one shepherd. You are not going to get well soon because you are dead. But dear saints, I am not speaking to dead raccoons. I am speaking to living Christians. You have been made alive in Christ. Jesus has died for you, and he has risen for you, and next week we'll especially consider the wonderful comfort that he has ascended for you, that he is praying for you, that he is interceding for you, and that he is here with you right now, constantly pumping you with his life. You are alive to God in Christ Jesus. Your life is hidden to God in Christ Jesus. You are alive. God has raised you up. He has baptized you. He has spoken to you. He has chosen you. You did not choose him. He has come down that we might go up. You once were dead, but now you are alive. You once were blind, but now you see. You once were lost, but now you are found. To pray in the name of Jesus gets that right. It says, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. I recognize Jesus, my life, my salvation, my peace, my joy, his work, his word, his Jesus, my Jesus that saves, my Jesus that continues to speak. And I am quite interested that if he wants to talk, then I want to listen. Jesus has conquered the thing that made it impossible for you to have fellowship with God, and that is your sin. But now God is at peace with you, and in that life, you are beginning to be at peace with God. God is not mad at you. Despite the many questions that you might have in your life, you are beginning to not be mad at God. When he speaks, you want to listen. And you rejoice that when you speak, he wants to listen. Now it's a two-way street. One of him giving us his life through his word, of us listening to his living and his active word. And in that listening, we get to speak back to him. We pray. We intercede. We ask. We request. For ourselves, for all the people that we saw yesterday, and all the people that we'll see today, for our families, for our communities, for our co-workers, for our government, for our enemies until they no longer are our enemies. And for the whole Church of God in Christ Jesus, and for all people according to his word. In life, we pray. We call upon him in every trouble. We pray and we praise, we give thanks, we ask, we speak, we even cry and complain. Jesus says in our reading today, promises the disciples that there will be a day when they ask nothing of him. And there's two different words in the Greek for asking in these little passages. There is the Greek word that is to request. It is to ask things. It is to ask favors. And that is prayer. But this is a different word. In that day, you will ask nothing of me. And it means a little different. It means something like, you won't question me. You won't have doubts about me. That, dear saint, that day has not yet come. We are still waiting for that day. We still have questions how he works in our lives and in our churches and in this world and in our communities. Last week, Pastor Anthony's congregation up in Salisbury, Crown of Glory, had a woman, an 18-year-old girl, who was shot, murdered, dead. And as far as the authorities are saying, there is no connection, just shot dead. A mother and father lose their daughter. She likely was pregnant when this happened. She was a mother herself. Pastor Anthony kept saying, I have questions. Boy, do we. I have questions about the community. Questions about who we are. And I have questions to God, he kept saying. And don't you, dear saints, don't you wonder how all this stuff is going to work together for the good? Even if you trust it, even if you know it, even if the past has proven right now, you have been able to look in the past and you know that things work together for your present good. Don't you still have questions about your future? That day, dear saints, when we won't question Jesus, has not yet come. But Jesus promises that that day will come. When we will be able to look back on everything and we will say, yes, all things worked together for the good. He knit me together in the church. He knit me together into himself. And now I see it. Because now I see Jesus face to face. As we wait for that day, dear saints, Jesus tells us to ask, to cry, to complain. He knows our sorrows. He promises that we will have trouble in this world, tribulation, pressure, pain. Luther says we live in the valley of sorrow. Psalm 23 calls it the valley of the shadow of death. Jesus himself wept at the death of his friend Lazarus, and he himself cried at the rejection of his people as he wanted to gather them to himself as hens gather baby chicks. He is constantly sighing deeply at the pain that he experiences as the effects of his sin in his creation. Jesus promised us trouble. So cry to him. Complain to him. Weep to him. One of the psalmists promises that God keeps track of our tears in a bottle. And be honest with him. Don't hold back. I can't take it. He can. You can't take it. He can. Jesus has not held back from you. So feel free to not hold back to him. Tell him what's on your mind. Tell him what's in your heart. Tell him the burdens that you have in this life. What a friend we have in Jesus. He is your friend, and that is a technical term, that he is so interested in hearing from you, that he believes that what you speak is good for him to hear, and he will wrap everything up and present it to the Father for your good. Feel free to be informal, to speak to him as you would a friend. And feel free to be quite formal. God gives us prayer books, prayers that people have written that are much wiser than you are. So pray those words. Pray the prayers that are in your bulletin. Oh God, give us those things that we may think of things rightly, and by your merciful goodness, accomplish them. Something like that. That was the collect of the day. That's a good prayer to pray, and something I would not have come up with on my own. Pray the Lord's Prayer. Luther says we should do it at least 7 times a day. Keep praying it. And pray the Psalms. Open up your Bibles. Pray the Psalms because they teach you to pray. They are full of joys and thanksgivings and praises and giving God all the glory for his mercy and his strength and his power. And they're full of prayers of people that are filled with doubts and jealousy and confusion and anger and lack of understanding of why God is doing this and why God isn't doing that. Don't hold back. He knows what is inside of you. Ask him and seek him. Knock and the door will be open because the door has already been opened. Jesus is the way, and you will receive comfort in the knocking. Seek and you will be found. And seek and you will find because Jesus is already here to be found. And in that prayer and in that seeking, you will be comforted. Ask because he is always giving. Giving more abundantly than all that you ask or think or imagine. As you have that new life of his word and of his body and of his blood flow back into you, it goes back into him. What a privilege it is to carry everything to God in prayer. Do you have trouble listening to God? Do you have trouble speaking to God? Of course you do. God be praised that his salvation is a one-way street and that he keeps coming to us, not just once or twice, but continually, so that he might help us listen and treasure his word and take everything to him in prayer. You don't do it alone. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen.